Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I got the new swag out. People are asking me, where'd you get that? No, I got it from Strategic Factory and strategicfactory.com. Big shout out to Keith Miller and even a bigger shout out to Bob Elliott, my buddy. I grew up with him. He works at a Strategic Factory. He gave me the thumbs up on the new gear, so I know it's good. My cat's been trying to destroy the strings on it already, so I know it's good. So Harker Brothers is shipping ice cream for the holidays. Lots of folks saying, hey, I don't know what to get somebody. I can't go out and do shopping. I'm shopping online. I want to get my money to the big box Amazon or whatever. This is local, door to door. You to them. It's Harker Brothers Ice Cream. You get the 8 pints. You get $15.70 off. You pick your flavors, and it's tough. I mean, that's the toughest part is figuring out, well, it's seasonal, so I got to have the sweet potato crumble, the eggnog, the peppermint. My wife didn't know about the peppermint bark, so she found out about that. And, you know, she's away for the holidays with her family. She said, when I get back, Christmas, we better have peppermint bark here. So Bill Cole's ordered his. He joins us each and every week from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. I got the hat. I got the mug with the Rofo coffee in it, dude. But I got the new swag on, so I don't have the Cole Roofing shirt today. How are you? I mean, let's see. City shut down. Ravens are teetering. They're going to Cleveland. You know, president's trying to overthrow an election. I don't know. Other than that, everything's cool. How are you?
I'm just checking my mailbox, waiting for my Baltimore Positive swag to show up so that I can wear it on the
podcast. Here we go.
I'm just saying. No,
that's going to go around. Is what's going to happen.
All is good, considering right the perpetual insanity that we live in these days. Like, it's all good, right? We'll find some positive somewhere in there.
Well, I mean, we'll get to football in a minute. Let's just start with this, because you're the first person I've had on, honestly, since the proclamation of the new mayor. Dude, you and I have gone down the river and talking about the future of the city and where we are. And you know, maybe 90 days from now, the shots will arrive. I don't mean those kind of shots. I mean the virus shots will arrive, and we will start to heal, and we will have a football season next September, and things will come back, and the Hippodrome will open, and the aquarium, you know, will be normal at some point. And we'll look back on this and say, first day on the job, he shut down all the businesses. It was a move of brilliance, because look what happened in the aftermath. But I know so many small business owners here who look at this and say, that can't be the first thing you do, dude. You have to come meet me and talk to me before you shutter my business. And I'm on that side of communication and conversation with actual local business people about what the impact of this is going to be. And you know me, dude, I'm on the side of epidemiology. I'm a Fauci guy. Everything they told us that would happen, just like the movie, right? They told us what would happen if we didn't do this and we didn't do that. Now we're losing 20,000 people, you know, all this stuff, right?
Yep.
Here we go. So
I think
Baltimore's in it now.
Yeah. I could very easily jump on board with you, like, who's the handler, right? And like, how can you not at least try and do one positive thing as your first act as the new mayor? Like even if it's something simple, just at least let's have a good headline the first day, and then we'll do the bad headline the second day. But that would smell a little political. So I guess my offer in attempting to try and not be negative about it is maybe he's not a politician, right? Maybe he's not. He proclaimed that he wasn't going to do this, worried about his next election, which I find shocking. I don't know how that's possible. I mean, he's a young guy. He's got a career ahead of him. He has to have some consideration for his future political aspirations. Not to mention that if you serve your constituency properly, that should allow you to get reelected. So that was like a throwaway line. I'm in total shock that,
I'm shocked that it's the first thing that happened.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, sworn in on Tuesday, shut the city down on Wednesday. That is, I don't want to say unacceptable, but it's only acceptable under terms that everyone understands, at least. It just understands, and right. telling me that the casino is going to be open and right. my place that I feed my family cannot be open. And, you know, we went out first night and supported our friends over Pier Point, supported our friends at Amici's. I mean, I got a million crab cakes to order from Fadley's and Taco Fiesta and my pal Jerry. I mean, I start naming names of people I know in this city who own liquor licenses, who have bought me a beer, who I've sat and had a sandwich with, or I've seen at a ball game, or I've been in their place, or I've ordered carry out from people I don't even know, you know, just places you patronize because they're there and the food tastes good, right? Whatever that would be. All I'm saying is, if there's an initiative for Brandon Scott to step out and have a real plan for citizens to be supporting Ekeban so they stay in business and supporting, you know, Poppy's Tacos, you know, whomever it is, doesn't matter. Any business in the city or any municipality, if this happens to Johnny O in the county, you know, I know Stuart Pittman, you know, did all hands on county thing. And, you know, he's shown some incredible leadership. I think I know all these county executives now. That's been part of Baltimore Positive. I haven't sensed that any of them really want to screw things up. Now, they may have a different ideology, but to me, if you explain the ideology, I can at least call BS on it and say, I disagree with that because fundamentally, I disagree with it because it's the first thing you did, and I'm not really sure you understand the ramifications, because the business owners I know don't really understand what the hell's going on, really. And that's not putting us in a good place, you know,
do you think Brandon Scott has been like 99% sure that he was going to be mayor?
Like, it's 6 months
okay. Let's even be more conservative than that. Like 4 weeks. Like, there's absolutely nothing that can go wrong now. I'm going to be the mayor, right?
Dude, he was never going to lose the election.
I understand. I'm not debating that part of it. Just the like,
dude, if his transition team wasn't starting on June 16th,
that's fine. Okay. All I'm getting to is, since November 3rd or whatever the date was, he's known, right? And if he really believed this was necessary, and his team of scientists were telling him, you have to close the restaurants. That was on the table a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Like, he knew that, right? He knew that was a lever that he may have to pull.
I think every mayor understands that. I mean, we saw what happened in L.A. And I saw the video of that Pineapple Hill woman. Everybody saw
that. The thing that's going to kill the restaurants is the amount of food that they throw away, right? Because you've now given them 2 days to shift their plan. And oh, by the way, they got their delivery on Tuesday. You know, and there's lots of other things that are going to really hurt them. But like, that's a compounding thing that, with better communication, my guess is they could have handled that better, right? And many of the smart ones probably did, right? Because you knew you were at risk any day.
Well, I talked to three restaurateurs last week, significant restaurateurs. I'm not saying that it's smaller, but people that do a larger volume and have, you know, during normal times, a very successful decades long operation, right? As a sit down bar restaurant. So just to give you, and this person who, you know, is gospel to me, right? Family to me, told me that everything stopped about 10 days before Thanksgiving. Like, the fall off that happened between October 15th and November 15th was dramatic. Now, that's weather, because the weather was really good. And, you know, people were out moving around.
Customer sales, you're saying?
Just ringing the cash. And people willing to come in and sit down when it was 50%, right? Where you could operate at 50% and operate tables and still maximize whatever space you had that, you know, other than high tide on Friday and Saturday night, most places weren't slammed on Tuesday or Wednesday. So operate, but cutting to 25% now eliminates any chance that on Friday night or Saturday night you can get whole, which anybody that knows has been in the restaurant business knows what I'm talking about. You know, dude, I was a DJ back in the early 90s, I had a company called Critics Choice DJ. Shout out to Hump and Howie Scher, my partner. And, you know, we DJed at Poor Richards. You know, I met Joe Enoch DJing at Gator's Pub on Belvedere Square. Did you know that?
No, but that
Joe came. Joe was Loyola.
That does not surprise me.
No, this is 1992, 1993. I had long hair, like I do now, long, way longer. And, you know, so, you know,
in
back
1993,
in the day,
if you made me come up with a list of 10 possible locations you could find Joe Enoch, that would probably be on the list. So,
well, I DJed at the Emerald Tavern on Thursday. I DJed at Gator's Pub on Monday because they did a Monday Night Football thing. You know, dollar drinks or whatever. All the girls came up from Loyola and Notre Dame, down from Poor Richards. I mean, you know, all these Schaefer's, these are the places that I set up my equipment on a Saturday night, breathed in cancer-inducing nicotine, I'm sure, you know, like just crazy smoke, low ceilings. Right.
The good old days. The good old days.
The good old days, you know. And I had a DJ, and he just passed recently, so I want to give him some love, the Godfather, Johnny Kutz. And anybody knew the Godfather. And the Godfather would hire me out. He also did karaoke for parties. And Johnny could say, he's multi-talented entertainer. And he told me, he said, listen, kid, in the restaurant business, if you're not, you know, doing good on Thursday and laughing to the bank on Friday and Saturday and got a gimmick on Sunday, you'll never make, you know, like, and then, you know, I'm 22 years old. I never slung drinks. I never waited tables. I started to understand that. I mean, it's all I've ever done is known people that pull crabs out of, you know, and serve them, or crab cakes or sandwiches or pizza or, you know, any of that stuff. So I've never worked in it, but I've heard issues for 30 years. And this is sort of, I don't want to say unconscionable. It's just, I just can't believe it's the first thing he chose to do. I find it very, just opening up a whole can of communication issues. And literally just communication issues of, you're the new guy. You're supposed to communicate better than this. And that's something the county executives accused Hogan of when he would just drop hot soup in their lap at 11 o'clock in the morning.
So, all right, I'm going to try
your
professional segues here. So I believe through, you know, July to October, for the restaurateurs that took it seriously and wanted to stay open, they created a dining environment as best that they could that would, using protocol, limit the spread of the virus, right, and keep them in business. Which means no matter how much I want to look the other way, I'm not allowing them to lean on one another at the bar. I think a lot of the problems were like that. A lot of people didn't want to do that and had the pressure of the Friday and the Saturday nights and just kind of looked the other way and not enough police, you know, health police out there. So it gave them kind of a tarnished
position. Well, we do not have a 100% buy-in from our community, right?
Right. Hold on.
We have people that just don't care.
I got to get to the segue, right?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
So my problem with Brandon is that it seems like an uninformed decision. You know, Hogan didn't come out and shut all the restaurants down around the state. He said, we're going to increase our task force. You and I discussed this, you know.
And everybody hated that.
Yeah, and I would have preferred we did some coaching as opposed to some punishment or whatever. But I get it. He didn't take into consideration that we are actually smarter now than we were in April, because we actually know, like, some kids are in schools. We've learned that that can be done effectively, right? There's not no risk, but if you follow procedures and protocols, it can be done. Here's my segue. So prior to the Ravens game, Dez tests positive, right? Craziness. The guys go on TV and they start talking about it. Blah, blah, Dez, holy cow, this is just breaking. And the host, whose name I can't remember, talks to
Kurt Menefee.
Right. What's the guy's name that gets all the inside scoop on that one?
Jay Glazer.
Jay Glazer, there you go. So Jay Glazer comes
in. See, I know these people, so
it's
even better.
That's why I need you, right? Jay Glazer says, I talked to him. They did contact tracing. Nobody's at risk of not playing. And Menefee says, totally shocked, like top of his head blown off. How is that even possible? We just have clips of him on the field with other people. It's like, hey, Menifee, dude, are you reading or learning anything about the pandemic? No, you're not, because it doesn't really affect your life because the NFL, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you follow the protocol and you wear masks and you stay socially distanced and blah, 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 and you look at the risks, there's a protocol that they follow, and they followed it. It's not a determination of right or wrong. It's these are the rules that we built. When you drive an automobile, you have to wear a seatbelt. If you have a cold, you should stay home. You know, like we go through society, we build these rails to operate it. And rather than bringing those restaurants to your point about communication, I think that the Fox people there missed a chance to educate the population, right? Like we're all tuning in, like what the hell else is there to watch on a Tuesday night?
Dude, right? They rolled a 4.5 minute segment on how Dez Bryant had matured, and he had matured, he had grown up, and he had matured, and by 8:05 he had retired on Twitter. And at 8:30 he was drinking wine.
Totally bonkersville, right? but missed a public service opportunity to just talk about what we're doing to survive, because you made a really optimistic description in the beginning about next football season and life down the road with this shot that everybody's going to get. And I'm operating a little bit more pessimistically on that. I just am a little bit, I think it's better.
No. That example was only brought up to say if everything goes perfectly, which I'm not. Yeah. Believe me, if I had a dollar to bet that next September things are normal here, I'd say who's running the country. I'd say where are the shots. I'd say what happened. What's the bottom for a place like Baltimore if every business in Fells Point goes out of business? Every business in the harbor's already before the thing started. I live here. Right. I've seen places go out of business in Federal Hill. I'm very Hamden. These places that are thriving places where people gather and spend money and choose commerce and choose more than that. They choose neighborhood. The people right. that live in this city, live in communities that they by and large choose to live in and want to be surrounded by the people, friends they know. Cheers. You know what I mean? Sure, my bar was Reggie's. It's gone. It's been gone for 3.5 years or whatever, right? Like that's the place I went and got tots and sat down and had a beer, And I'm worried about how many of those are going to be gone next September, even if we come out of this perfectly, is what I guess is my right. point. So where is the undertow of this getting better when there's no way it can, not the virus, there's no way the city and business can survive getting just flatlined. That's all.
It didn't help to take that position without, here you're walking into the job, right? Clean slate. Like, yeah, people have opinions, but like you haven't been the guy yet. And this is the first thing you do, as opposed to your point, right? Like, he could have met with all them people a week ago, right? Like he didn't have the demands of a mayoral schedule, right? He could have met with them a week ago, pulled in the restaurant association, the hospitality people, could have had Zoomed with 30 of them and said, listen, this is what the scientists are telling me. We got to figure this out. Because tourism is a part of our city that I want to
build. Well, they're running Visit Baltimore ads everywhere.
Right. Because I want to build this through my mayoral time, we're going to engage and we're going to figure out how to do this. But he didn't do any of that. You know what I mean? So
let's get on to the Ravens here. Because we talk about Dez Bryant, you talk about crisis management, right? I mean,
The only thing I learned is that the Cowboys are terrible. That's the only thing I learned.
And if you were awake on Thanksgiving, you would have already known that, apparently.
Correct. And I think, like, if you're in America right now and you have an interest in tackling somebody, you should go apply for a job at the Cowboys. because they don't.
Poor Mike Nolan.
They don't have anybody on that team who wants to tackle anybody.
Bill Cole is here. He's Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. We don't just talk a little bit about the city. You know, you and your family have been putting roofs on places here for 101 years. That'd be 102 very soon, right? A couple weeks, right? By the way, I go to 29 years next week. I'll never catch Cole Roofing, but tell me what you're doing on roofs around the city.
You know, I think I've done this a couple different ways and none of them are really good, but the concept being that we just take care of roofs. I got a lot of really good people that are empathetic to the situation when water comes in your building, and we like to problem solve. So any kind of problem, really, because to your point about the things you're doing with Baltimore Positive, like, we have tons of friends and we like to support our friends, right? And we like to bring the city up. So if you have a roof problem, call me, great. But if you have a paving problem or an underground problem or whatever, like, I got a guy for that. And most of my people, right? My people are really get satisfaction out of being able to help people. So whether we're actually doing the work or we're just getting you in touch with another person who's going to be able to do the work for you that you can trust and will treat you fairly, like, that's all good stuff, right? So we're doing roofs. We're doing solar. I don't know if you can see the.
Yeah, I see the solar behind you.
So
one day you'll show me your real office with, like, all the sports memorabilia on the walls too.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe one day. I don't know. People think this is fake behind me or that I should go green screen. I don't know. They know the Cole Roofing mug is real because it's starting to get worn a little bit. You know, right. You know, it's got little scratches down under here and stuff like that. Bill Cole is here. He'll be watching the Ravens. Hey, do you have trepidation on this Cleveland thing? I mean, I've talked to a bunch of people. By the way, incredible conversation with Dave Zastittle this week, former punter, about him having COVID 6 weeks ago. He has five children. They all play sports and all that. And I also had an amazing conversation with Kim Herring, Ravens Super Bowl champion safety. One of my favorite people. He is up in New Jersey. He is involved with Clear, which, you know, is an amazing thing because of contact tracing and getting on airplanes and secure personal IDs. Teach me about this. They're smarter than me. Went to Penn State. So yeah, I've had some conversations, but this is weird where they're all greased up, right? Like, Cleveland's is 9-3 and ready to, and they can't even come to the game in that way. And I think what a lost opportunity for fun. I still have my flight for Monday night. I haven't canceled. I'm not going. Yeah. I'm not going as much as I'd like to. I mean, I got a leg lamp here from Cleveland, for crying out loud. I'm not going, but I'm sitting back, and I wish I were going because I think it's going to be a good game. This one fascinates me.
I think so too. Like, you know, I don't ever want to root for them, but just from a, I guess, a human standpoint, like, I feel kind of bad that those guys. So much was expected from them last year, and they kind of fell apart, right? So
the Browns,
Like, good for them to kind
of
get
their stuff
together.
You're not going to make nice with Browns fans here this week, right? We need this game. We got to win this game.
I'm just saying.
Show them sympathy the year Flacco got hurt, you'd be nice to them. But, like,
good for them to finally get their stuff together.
Until Monday night.
And we can have a real game. Like, it's not a joke, right? Like, good for them to get your stuff together. We're still going to beat you by two touchdowns. But, you know, like, so from that standpoint, hey, it's nice to have a game because I'm not sure we'll have any good ones after that. But then again, like, half our team is still seemingly missing because they have real injuries, not just COVID injuries. And I think we're banged up. And I don't want Lamar to get to the playoffs and lose in the first round. 3 years in a row, that's a scary.
Well, you better want him to get to the playoffs.
I don't know. I don't,
because you don't think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl, right?
I don't want them to get to the playoffs and lose the first round. Okay, that any other option is okay to me. Like, even if you don't make the playoffs,
dude,
like,
battle scars are what it's all about, man. That's not the right mentality, Cole. We're gonna have to talk. I mean, I'm gonna fix you next week.
I don't
this
want
is
the
a
tag.
Wrong attitude to have going into the holidays.
I don't want Lamar having the tag of losing the first round every year. 3 years in a row, that's a
well
tag.
then don't lose in the first round. Go win in Buffalo. Go win in Pittsburgh. Go win in Kansas City.
You're gonna go to Kansas City or Pittsburgh, right?
Maybe that's, they get COVID going that week. We learned, don't play without it, right? Bill Cole is here, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. Hey, man, I appreciate you. And
appreciate you.
Weird
brother.
Times, man. We're all in it together. Go, you know, support Taharka, right? Get some ice cream. Definitely want you to do that. Get the discount and all that. But go out in Baltimore and curbside from a place you haven't been to, like Amici's or Taco Fiesta or anywhere. And, you know, Roost Chris or anywhere in the city, our partners. And you like somebody in Federal Hill, get out of Federal Hill. You like Amden, go to Amden. You know, Mount Washington, go to Mount Washington. East Side, West Side, Highland Town, Canton, Fells Point. Anywhere, Upper Highland Town, Lower Highland Town.
Haven't lived until you've had a steak sitting in your car outside the restaurant you wish you were inside of. You haven't lived until
you. Did you do that?
I don't know. Probably. I eat in my car a lot. I'm on the road a lot, so. But I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I've ever eaten a steak in my car. But,
dude,
but
I don't have my Pizza John stuff here
first,
because, like,
right?
I have a cup back here, but I went to Pizza John's Monday night, and I'm driving back from Pizza John's in Essex. I dropped the pizza off to my kid in Dundalk, and I'm thinking, man, when's the last time I've, like, been in the car an hour before a Ravens home game picking up food from Pizza John's? And I'm thinking, this is kind of a blessing, and I'm smelling that cheesesteak coming out of the bag, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to make the most of this.
Right.
So I did. Yep. I made the most of it on Monday night. Tuesday. It just felt like Monday night. Next week, it'll really be Monday night, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We haven't got
to get my calendar together, man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll see you next week.
You too, brother. Thanks.
Bill Cole will be here and talk about how you put the fooey on the Ravens, the way Joe Buck and Troy Aikman put the fooey on Justin Tucker the other night. Ness at Baltimore Positive finds me. BaltimorePositive.com. There it is. Intelligent conversation. It's true, even though I'm a part of it.